Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions, so feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So definitely give us a call. We'll be... Now, we're definitely thinking spring. Today will be the first day of spring. Technically, it doesn't happen until midday, right? It's interesting how they have it down to a science. Obviously, it is a science. Today is, you know, like I said, the official first day of spring, but I think it's like 1:30, 2:30, something like that, where it officially becomes the spring equinox. So it's we're almost there. It might actually be a little bit earlier than that. I gotta figure it out. I meant to before the show started, and then I didn't even do it. But that being said, first day of spring. Right, so we're pumped, we're excited, we're ready for the season, and the temperatures are definitely making us feel that way. I mean, Friday the temperatures were 75. I mean, you went outside and you were like, oh my god, what's the date? You sure it's March? And it was gorgeous. So I'll tell you, you know, don't be completely fooled by it. You know, I look at long-term forecasts for lows at night as part of this because, you know, we rely a lot on the spring, obviously. We rely on soil temperatures, we rely on, you know, frost dates. We rely on a lot of different things when it comes to the weather. And so, you know, I look at it a lot because right now, you know, we've got these warm temperatures. Our soil is warming up, but is it warm enough to really start putting things down on the lawn? You know, that's really the question right now. And I'll tell you, you know, south of where I am in Chelmsford, you know, you go down to the Cape, I'd say probably we're getting there. I'd say it's probably ready. You know, we're starting to see it. But they're getting close. Whereas the more north you go, they're not there. You know, I have in this time of year, I look at it, a website where it has the soil temperatures, because the soil temperatures are huge when it comes to putting down fertilizer, putting down crabgrass control, so that we can be right on time and not waste any of you know, that time frame when it comes to putting that crabgrass preventer down, or when it is time to start putting new seed down, when it's time to be doing all those things, right? And so these warm temperatures, I don't want to fool anyone, because currently, right now, where I am in Chelmsford, the soil temperature is 42 degrees. It's pretty high, right? You know, that's pretty good. But we need it to be above 50 degrees. We really want things to germinate. We should actually have it at 55 to 60. So we're not there yet. So Mother Nature is showing that she's ready, and she's warming up the soil, getting things ready. But our soil is not ready yet. You know, we talk about crabgrass this time of year. We look for signs of when it's ready to be put down, right? We look for things that are easier. We're not going to put a soil probe into the soil and find the temperature out. You know, obviously we can do those things online, but that, you know, when we're not using online methods, we're looking for signs, right? So we look for the forsythia to start to bloom. And then we say, all right, if the forsythia is starting to bloom, we can start to put crabgrass down. Well, if you notice some forsythias, and, you know, the further south in New England you go, I'm sure they're more into, you know, popping flowers at this point. But where I am, the forsythia it's starting to form the buds, but it hasn't started to flower. So we're just getting started. We're not there yet. I know we've been waiting patiently to get to spring, to get started with the lawn, get started with everything. But our soil temperatures aren't there yet. You know, the website I use has a 24-hour average and a 5-day average, right? It's got maps of how long it's been, all these different things. But I'll tell you, looking at the current soil temperatures is a huge way to say we are getting what we're paying for when we use a crabgrass preventer, especially early. We want to be early. We want to get out there. We want to get things done, right? Because we've been preparing. We've been waiting. We're saying, just spring, get here. It's here, but let's wait a little bit more. Because I look at temperatures during the week and the fluctuation of highs to lows overnight. And yeah, they look pretty good, but they're still in the 30s overnight for the rest of the week. But then you look at next week, and again, the weather can change at a dime. But next week, they're having some lows in the 20s overnight. So that's not going to help the average of that soil temperature, right? So taking a look at that, and I find that the soil temperature is a huge indicator of this. So we can really get the bang for our buck. When we put something down, when we put a product down, if we're looking to put crabgrass preventer down, that 6-week interval that it has, we're not wasting 2 weeks of the product. We are getting that 6-week span for us. Or say we want to put grass seed down to start refreshing the lawn or start a new lawn. Well, the grass seed isn't going to grow until it's at least 55 degrees in the soil. So what happens if you put it down now? Well, nothing. It slows the grass seed down. It slows the germination rate down. And sometimes it's like it's just in a storage and doesn't do anything. It's like it's still in the package because the temperatures are so cold. And when I say this temperature is so cold, I mean in the soil. So that's why we talk about the weather. We talk about the soil temperatures. We talk about all those things because it is so important to be successful. Now, I know in other areas of the country, we're really starting to warm up in the soil. Like all up and down the East Coast, the temperatures have really gotten there in the soil where they're warmer. They're close to the 50s, 55s, so they're really getting there. You go to the central part of the country, the northern, central, Midwest, if you will, they're real cold still. So, you know, I look at these things a lot this time of year because I want to be ready. I want to be right on and know what's going on so that we can all be successful. So we'll continue to look at this as the next weeks keep going. It's looking good, though. It really is. So let's hope it keeps going because we want spring to really kick off the right way. Today, first day of spring, we're excited. So if you have questions, give us a call here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are, it's becoming spring today. It is a great day. It's going to be beautiful out. We're looking at 60 degrees today. I mean, amazing for this time of year. So, get excited. Get out there. Get some cleanups done. You know, just really take a look at what you can do to get started. And I'll tell you, the weather this winter, obviously, you know, we had our storms, we had everything along those lines, but I tell you, it seems like the wind was something fierce this winter, and it made a lot of the trees, you know, lose some of that dead wood that was on there, lose some of those small branches. And I'm talking to a couple people yesterday, and they're feeling the same way, that you go to clean up the yard, and right now it's like little shards of branches everywhere. So I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, that's all over my yard as well. Or the wind has just gone through and kind of pruned some of our trees for us early, right? So, you know, we can start doing some of that cleanup. You know, getting some of the leaves cleaned up, getting some of the areas ready for spring the way we want it to be. Start thinking about getting the new compost into the gardens, the new loom, the new everything, right? We're getting ready for it and saying, all right, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. So we're getting there. We're really on the cusp of spring. Obviously, today is that first day. But, you know, we're looking for the temperatures to stay even, right? We're looking for them to keep the right pace for spring, right? The start really to happen here, and we're there. We're, you know, first day of spring today, which means let's get started. And when I say let's get started, it's more of that cleanup, getting ready. You know, I was talking to a few people yesterday. We were just going over a few things, and we just brought up, you know, the lawn and everything. And the guys I was talking to were saying, oh, yeah, you know, I called early to get my mower tuned up for the year, ready to go. And they took me in. And then another guy was saying how, you know, he called and they were like, oh, we're still working on snow stuff. Call back in the middle of April. And I was like, oof, that's pushing it. But when we do think early, get ready early, like I've been saying, we're ready for when the real true weather hits, the true spring hits, and it's time to mow, it's time to clean, it's time to do those things. So we're getting there. And I'll tell you, you know, spring hits, what's next? Summer, right? Yeah, summer's on its way. We're not far. Summer's what, in the middle of June? So we're getting there. We're always thinking of that next season. So definitely, you know, get excited for it. But I'll tell you, right now, it's exciting. Spring has started. We are going to be able to do a lot more in our garden instead of just focusing indoors. So we'll talk that, and we can even start talking seed starting inside now as the show goes on. But give us a call. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA Radio News. A bipartisan group of senators is visiting Poland and Germany this weekend to discuss the war in Ukraine. The delegation will meet with NATO military leaders and other top officials about the Western response to the Russian invasion. The group said in a joint statement that the Senate stands united in its support for Ukraine. U.S. officials have confirmed that Russia launched hypersonic missiles against Ukraine last week. The launches were likely intended to test the weapons and send a message to the West about Russian capabilities. The town of Carbon, Texas, has been nearly wiped out by the Eastland Complex wildfires. Those fires have now burned over 54,000 acres and destroyed 86 homes about 100 miles west of Fort Worth.
All this is material things, but it's still heartbreaking and we're just hoping to rebuild.
Officials there say the wildfires are now about 30% contained. Governor Greg Abbott has declared a disaster in 11 Texas counties. This is USA Radio News. Officials in Dumas, Arkansas, say as many as 20 people were shot, some of them children, and at least one person killed outside of a car show raising money for a nonprofit youth organization Saturday night. This is organizer Wallace McGee.
We did this here for 16 years without a problem. You know what I mean? And we want our community to come back. We're going to get through this.
A federal judge says a Kentucky county clerk violated two same-sex couples' rights back in 2015.
Kim Davis was the clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, when the U.S. Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage in 2015, but the devout apostolic Christian denied issuing licenses to same-sex couples, citing her religious beliefs. The next step is to decide whether she is on the hook for legal fees that have accrued into the hundreds of thousands of dollars over the last several years. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Volkswagen is recalling more than 246,000 SUVs in the U.S. and Canada because faulty wiring harnesses can make them brake unexpectedly sometimes while in traffic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And warm morning, cloudy, but, you know, I'm sure you guys noticed it. I know, because I definitely noticed it the other day, Friday, right? You wake up and you look outside and the amount of fog that was out there. And they actually, there's a fog advisory this morning till about 9 a.m. And I take the girls to school every morning and we get in the car and the girls are kind of looking around and my oldest daughter goes, "Daddy, it's like haunted out there." I was like, "Oh, okay." You know, I get the idea, but it was like, "Oh, let's, you know, we're not thinking haunted right now, but I get what you're saying." But it was just so foggy. Obviously, that's the change in the weather, all of that, but we're going to have some of the same things going on today. So, you know, look for that if you're traveling first thing this morning. You know, the temperatures outside, the ground temperatures, everything, that has a lot to do with what we're looking at. So, it's going to be a bit foggy this morning. It's crazy. I was talking to somebody I work with, and he was driving down to the Cape on Friday, and he said there were times where he just had to slow down because he couldn't see anything, because the fog was that bad. So we're looking at that this morning, but that's this time of year, right? This time of year where the temperatures are warming, doing their thing, you're going to see a lot more fog in the morning. Thankfully, it's not like the mist. You know, if we were living in Maine, Stephen King would have a thing to us with the mist. I'd be a little bit nervous if that was the case, but thankfully we are not. So where right now we are thinking spring, thinking what we can be doing. right now, a lot of you are thinking, all right, what else can I do? What can we do right now? If you start seeds indoors, you should be full bore on some of these items. Like our tomatoes. This is the week, right? This is the week to start going. We now have some time where it's, all right, it's time to start. Time to start your peppers, your tomatoes, some of the same style type plants. This is the time frame. If you're a little bit more north, maybe another week or so. But we want to get ready. This is the time to start growing, right? And today is the really first day for where I am. So I've always talked about I use the Burpee website to get that information. Tomatoes, a lot of them, you have my zip code in there. It straight up says today is the first day to start the seeds. So we're ready to go. Now, we do have a call on the line, so we want to get right into that. Who's up first?
Coming up first is Bonnie in New Hampshire.
Bonnie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
A friend of mine kept sending me pictures of her hellebore, H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-E. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. And it was blooming practically all winter in the snow, and I want one this year. I am absolutely clueless as to how to grow it.
So, pronunciation right there, depending upon how you say it, and to be honest, I'm not going to critique anybody who's saying, but a lot of people call it a hellebore.
Hellebore, okay.
But it's it is a beautiful, beautiful perennial, right, that we can use in the spring. It's all, the common name is Lenten rose, okay? So some of them, and obviously you know this already, but their bloom time can be in February, March, April, all the way through May. And a lot of these will actually take some partial shade to it as well. That's another reason why they start early, because they're protected usually in a partial shade area. Depending upon the variety, you can get some that are like 18 to 24 inches tall and 24 inches wide. They come in different colors. We got some dark, like purpley. We have some light white, some green even. I mean, there are a number of colors in them. But the great thing about them is their flowers will last for a couple months during that February to May time frame. Whereas when you have anything that's blooming, it usually only lasts a couple weeks. So these are ones that really do well with that. They do well with the cold temperatures. So they should be fine in your area. But I'll tell you, they have so many different varieties that you could get a number of them to see what's the best for you, what the color is that you want. Because, you know, if just a quick Google search, if you type in hellebore, H-E-L-L-E-B-O-R-U-S, you can come up with a number of colors, varieties for them. Now, a lot of these are sold as a perennial in a container. So you can get them in a one-gallon container this spring. And some stores even already have them in their possession. So the stores are ready to sell them. So you could get out today, grab some for this spring. Because a lot of times what will happen is a plant that flowers this early, people are going to start to see it, get excited for it, and going to buy them all up early. Mm-hmm. So it's harder to get later in the season. Not necessarily completely hard, because I think people who are really, you know, understand the process of flowers and knowing that, you know, just because they're not blooming, I can still purchase them, you can get them later. But right now, earlier the better to get them. Like I said, partial shade. They can take a good amount of sun. When my parents had the house in Maine, my father had, we had a, in the middle of the side of our property, we had about 8 pine trees. They weren't huge at the time because when we got there, they started off small. But they were about 25 feet. And my father had filled the underneath of the pines with hellebores. Because they got a good amount of morning sun, the way the sun rose. And then the rest of the day was, you know, half-day shade. But they were protected over the winter. The pine needles fell on them. It was almost the natural mulch. But they were gorgeous. But they are a great one for this time of year to definitely have outside.
So that would be acidic soil then from the pine?
They had them in the acidic soil, and they did well. But it's not necessarily a specific, moderate, like a six-ish would be fine. They'll even grow up into like the sevens. They'll be fine either way. But we did it that way because we knew how the sun was going to react to it. If you wanted to, it really could be in a 6.5 range pH, ideally. But we had success when it was in an acidic area. So you don't have to specifically go into the acidity, the acidic soils for it. I would say you could probably put it in an area where, you know, maybe it's more deciduous trees or your pH level is a normal range and you would be fine. Obviously the soil pH takes a factor, but I've seen them grow in acidic soils and I've seen them grow in neutral and regular pH type soils. So I think either way is going to be fine. I think the bigger thing would be to make sure it is a soil that drains well. It's not in an area that sits with lots of water, because it doesn't want to be sitting, you know, the roots don't want to be wet feet, right? We want them to be able to grow and go that way.
Okay, one last question.
Sure.
If I buy one now, can I keep it in a pot on the deck?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to bring it in.
No, so what I would do is, depending upon the nursery or garden center that you go to, you know, talk with them and see, you know, if you're finding them indoors. Say you're there, you go there and they're in a greenhouse right now. You might want to start slowly bringing them outside and talk with them. Hey, you know, were these outside at all at any point? Have you hardened them off? But if you go to a store and they're outside right now, they're most likely ready and hardened off and ready to go. So it's just, it would take like one or two questions. Just, hey, how long have these been outside? The majority of them, you could actually just, you know, if you're finding it outside, take it, leave it out on the porch. If we're going to get some really cold temperatures overnight, and it looks to be 1 or 2 days next week where we say, all right, maybe you bring it in for the night so that it doesn't affect the flowers if it's in bloom, especially if it's a white blossom. What tends to happen with white blossoms when we get a frost or cold temperatures, they turn the flower a different color a little bit, almost like a purpley color, because the moisture on it is almost like freezing the white. So I would say, you know, ask a couple questions at the garden center. But if it is white next week, and I don't mean this week that we're just about to hit into, the week after is looking like the temperatures are going to be in 20s overnight, I'd bring them in then, just to be safe.
The last week of March is supposed to be 20s. Okay.
But great. that could change. I mean,
you think?
It's been a crazy winter, so who knows? If that keeps going into spring, I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I certainly appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. You have a great rest of your day. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And the sun is starting to pop out. I wouldn't say the sun is out, but it's up. But it's lightening up out there. And I can definitely see that fog out there forming. Definitely in the next couple hours, until at least the end of the show, about the end of the show, we're going to be seeing some cold temperatures. So, some foggy weather, some cooler temperatures for the rest of the day, comparatively. Because I'm seeing some 60 degrees where I am. 60 degrees, I'll take it. Good day to get out there. Good day to get some more cleanup. So definitely, let's be thinking spring, because today's that first day. All right, we're going to take a break here, but give us a call at 855-660-4261. Like I said, we're going to take that break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we are excited for that first day of spring. It is finally here. I'm waiting all winter for it, and we're getting excited, getting ready. We were talking really about getting some of your seeds started indoors. You know, we're right on that aspect of getting ready, right? Peppers, tomatoes. What else can we start doing? Eggplants, right? Some of our a lot of our coal crops are really getting started. Right? You're going to start seeing them in the garden centers very soon. And like I said, it's coal, C-O-L-E, versus cold crops. A lot of us will think that, yeah, definitely cold crops. But you get the idea behind it. It's the, that time of year, so we kind of put them together. But the coal crops are cool season crops. We're looking at like broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, those types of things you're going to start seeing that are getting ready for outdoors. We're not there yet. Still a little bit too cold, but those are some of the plants that we're going to be growing outside, right? Brussels sprouts are a good one. They love the colder temperatures versus, the warmer temperatures. They do better and they produce more fruit when it's colder, right? These are ones that we can actually start outside middle of April, just right into the ground. We could have started some of these coal crops a few weeks ago. So if you started them early, say you started from seed, this right now, this time frame, you still have some time to be putting them in, getting them ready. But I'll tell you, you'll be able to get them growing outdoors in the middle of April. So pretty cool stuff. Now we do have another call on the line, so we want to get right back to that. Who's up next?
Coming up, we have Eleanor in Southern Maine.
Eleanor, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a maple tree. It's at least 25 years old, and I don't think it's ever been cut back.
Okay.
Is this a good time or not?
No, definitely right time of year right now to be doing that. What I would be suggesting to do first is look at any of the sucker growth, or they'll also be called water sprouts. So sucker growth is the growth of the branches that go straight up and down versus out and trying to get wider on the tree. Start with those. Then you look for any dead and damaged. So anything that you kind of see that maybe the bark is starting to come off in an area and you know that's starting to die back, that would be the next look to it. And you want to go at least an inch below where you see the dead wood, right? So you don't want to just cut straight where the dead wood is unless it goes down to a branch. So say it's a main branch and then it has smaller branches shooting off of it. You're not going to cut an inch below that because then you would be cutting the main stem. But if it's a main stem and you see some dead on the tips, right, you would just go an inch below where the dead part is. And you'd be able to tell by the difference in color of the bark. The bark color has a different tendency on the when it's on the dead wood versus the live wood. You would also look to prune some of the cross branches. When I say cross branches, branches that are leaning on each other, you might notice that when they're underneath where the two meet, there is like a rubbing look to it, and that's breaking up the bark underneath it and affecting it. But those are the three main, and then from there, you could probably cut it back by a third overall and be fine.
Overall? Okay.
Yep, definitely.
Great. Thank you very much.
All right, Eleanor, have a great one.
Sure.
We'll be back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.